Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 18, verses 31 through 43. The Reverend Dr. Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The scripture appointed for this day is recorded in Luke chapter 18, beginning at the 31st verse. Taking the 12, Jesus said to them, "See, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him. And on the third day, he will rise." But they understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp what was said. As he drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." And he cried out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God, and all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. The occurrence of the blind beggar receiving his sight from the Lord Jesus is a powerful, powerful event. Jesus is going through Jericho on his way to Jerusalem. The Lord is on the way to his bitter suffering, death, and resurrection. This event requires us to acknowledge the fulfillment of Jesus' mission. The Lord expressed his intent in Luke chapter 4. In reading the scroll of Isaiah 61 at that synagogue in Nazareth, at the start of his ministry, he tells us what he is to do. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recover the sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favor of the year of the Lord." The event of healing the blind beggar by Jesus reaches into the past of Holy Scripture. I mean, there is Jericho. There is Rahab. And then God's miraculous activity with this blind beggar started centuries ago. Jesus, giving this beggar his sight, forces us to call to mind God's miraculous supernatural event that occurred during the time of Joshua. The crashing down of the walls, the salvation of Rahab and her household, leading to the healing of the blind man, demonstrates again a grace alone, a God love for his children event. This is no accident of Luke recording the work of Jesus at Jericho. During the time of Joshua, Jericho was a formidable ancient city, already ancient. God wanted the destruction of the city to demonstrate his activity alone. Jericho was an easy victory for the children of God. Go ahead, walk seven times round the city, blow the ram's horns, and the walls come crumbling down. Now take the city. A supernatural event, exclusively a God event. The Lord God does all the activity, and his children receive the blessing. He gives Jericho to the children of Israel. It's important to note that after God gave the city to his people, an important alliteration occurred in the name Jericho itself. In the Torah, the five books of Moses, the Hebrew root word for Jericho was moon, his moon, an acknowledgement that at its core, its root, was seat in pagan worship of a Canaanite deity, Yarakub, the moon deity. Pagan worship, human sacrifice, alienation from God. But after the Lord God utterly destroyed the city walls and gave Jericho to the children of Israel, a fundamental shift occurred in the root word. The pronunciation Jericho remains the same, but its root is now aroma or fragrance. From the book of Joshua onward through the scriptures, the city in Hebrew is fragrance. And this is no accident. Aroma speaks of the mission of the church, where Paul writes in 2 Corinthians, "But thanks be to God who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphal procession and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of him everywhere." Nested in the destruction of Jericho is that of Rahab's salvation and her family saved from annihilation. Jesus is a direct descendant of Rahab. Jericho establishes and connects Jesus with his message, his mission, and fulfillment of universal salvation. God gifts his people with life, the destruction of Jericho. The Lord transforms horrible, awful, terrible places, in this case Jericho, the place of sacrifice to a pagan deity. He saves Rahab and her family from death and destruction. Rahab was a prostitute, and Rahab was a Gentile. But God's love, his favor, is universal. Jesus' message in the Gospel of Luke is made clear. Salvation is for all. And now comes Jesus encountering the blind beggar. What happens in Luke 18 concerning the blind beggar moves very fast. It is a quick read. The miracle at Jericho was filled with sola gratia of Jesus, with a clear message for all of us. Jesus, the Nazarene, is passing by. The beggar, even in his canopy of darkness, wretched poverty, and his condition of fallen humanity, the Holy Spirit is at work. The blind beggar called to the Lord. His groaning is noteworthy, not for the horrible sound, but for what he was saying. The blind beggar cried out twice, "Jesus, Son of David." Twice he called out with a title of expectation and fulfillment, "Jesus, Son of David." This beggar needs desperately this Jesus, this Savior from Nazareth, this fulfillment of Scripture, and one who answers the mission of Luke chapter 4. The blind beggar needed the personification, the manifestation of what Jesus had read from Isaiah recorded in Luke 4, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery to the sight of the blind. The event of Jesus and the blind beggar places you and places me in the middle of the event. You're not part of the crowd. You're no longer just an innocent bystander, a reader of a story. In a very strong way, we are both old Jericho. In a very strong way, we are new Jericho. In a very strong way, we are Rahab. And we are transformed and saved by the redemptive act of God. And at the same time, we are called to be as the blind beggar. Jesus punches through his darkness. Jesus punches through our darkness through faith. We see him as Lord and King over all. Our name at birth, it means nothing. We read in Romans 5 that we are hostile to God and truly his enemies. Paul writes, "For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son. Much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." It is through the waters of holy baptism, that the very name is changed. Our very name is changed at its root. We move from hostile to holy. We go from an enemy of God to his own child. As creatures of a fallen humanity, we deserve to have our arrogance crushed, the walls of pride torn down. The old Adam within us deserves to be laid bare and destroyed and certainly put to death. But God, in his unfathomable mercy and grace undeserved, treats us like Rahab. We are saved from destruction and granted new life, not by the hanging of a cord of scarlet out of a window, but by the precious blood of Jesus on a cross made for us and all humanity. God does magnificent things with broken people. The blind beggar saw the glory of God and was revealed in his own shattered world. The incarnate God comes to him, and Jesus does wonderful things. The beggar's acknowledgement of seeing Jesus as the great son of the great King David. This is Holy Spirit activity. The Lord is not interested in status. The Lord is not interested in self-image, personal perception, real or imagined inadequacies. Jesus' love triumphs over all our flaws and frailties and brings us to salvation. He indeed makes the blind see, frees the prisoners, preaches as one anointed, sets free the oppressed. He changes the root of your very name and makes you a sweet aroma to tell the wonderful story of redemption to others. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend Dan and Kathy Conrad, who served the Lord in Mexico. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.